The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish as your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
Yay. Coming up today, we will talk a bit about why four-time major champion golf pro Brooks Koepka changed his mind and moved to live. And then we'll take a look at the NHL ratings during this year's Stanley Cup Finals. But first, let's begin with some baseball news. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is signaling its intentions to revisit MLB's longstanding antitrust exemption. The exemption has been in place, Scarlett, for 100 years.
And it's the only pro sports league that has this exemption as well. And in a moment of bipartisan cooperation, you've got senators from both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party looking into this. They've sent a letter to a nonprofit group that reportedly looks into labor issues in the minor leagues to just find out how things are working. The MLB took over operations of the minor leagues before the 2021 season began, and they changed a lot of things around. And there are now questions about whether whether players can make a living wage in the minor leagues.
The four senators involved, Democratic Senators Richard Durbin of Illinois, along with Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and the Republican Senators Charles Grassley of Iowa and Mike Lee of Utah. And what that tells me is that something might happen soon if you have the bipartisan team going in there.
Yeah.
I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, the MLB is reportedly using this exemption, the antitrust exemption, to limit costs in the minor leagues. And we should mention that the MLB, or at least an official there, declined to comment on this letter. But we know they've instituted pay raises, mandated teams provide housing for players since the takeover. But players are still only paid during the season, and a lot of them still make far less than minimum wage during that time.
I've always said some of the best games you can see in baseball, go to a minor league baseball game.
When was the last time you did that, Barr?
I did that about 6-7 years ago. And I haven't had a chance to go to a minor league baseball game since that time. But they had the cool, you know, they got the car that's going around the field, and it has the sunroof. The sunroof is open, and then you have this ping pong ball, and you got to get it into the car in the sunroof.
Saying they have really creative diversions in between innings.
Oh yeah, it's great. I love it. It's you know, and you can see some good baseball. It's, you know, if you want to take your family out, out. It's relatively cheap compared to going to
major league. Yes, it's very much more affordable than going to Yankee Stadium or Citi Field or any pro league team complex. I was going to say stadium, but it's not a stadium anymore. It's a complex.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, for all you Yankee fans, yes, you guys are kicking butt. I mean, it's woo, Lordy. I mean,
red hot.
When you're a Tigers fan, you just have to look up and say, "Gee whiz, I wish we could have a state."
There's a lot of people hate watching the Yankees right now.
Yeah.
But that's always been the case.
Moving right along. Before I move along, in Detroit, we had a name that we would call the Yankees.
Go ahead.
We'd call them the Stankies. because they would always beat us, and we like when we get mad. But you guys are, the Yankees are awesome. I got to give them that. Let's talk about the NHL. According to Nielsen Live Plus same day data, this year's NHL Stanley Cup Finals between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning averaged 4.6 million viewers over its six-night run, which is just about the average for most of the last 10 title series. It was also ABC's first Stanley Cup since 2004. This year's viewership ranks 10th out of 20 total Stanley Cup finals over the last two decades. And it's a rebound from the last 2 years, but perhaps it's not the jolt ESPN ABC were hoping for, Scarlett.
Yeah, well, Nielsen was also including the out-of-home deliveries, the number of people who watched who weren't watching from their living rooms or their kitchens. So we're talking about bars, restaurants, gyms. But so if you'd strip out that group, ratings were actually down 24% versus the 2019 finals, which is definitely not good. But at the same time, you can make the case, Barr, that fewer people are watching primetime TV overall than they were in 2019. The overall number of viewers who watch primetime television down about 26% versus 2019. I think it's pretty incredible that you had ratings that stayed steady when there was no Canadian team or original six team in the finals. Instead, it was two expansion teams. Granted, one of them was contending to be a three-peat winner, and the other was kind of a long overdue Stanley Cup finalist, the Colorado Avalanche.
I think part of the reason why, in general, primetime TV viewing is down is because for us, the nation has changed in our work schedules. I mean, for me, heck, I got to be up at like 11:30 p.m. to get ready. I don't have time to watch primetime TV.
Yeah, so, primetime doesn't exist for you the way that it does according to the television schedulers.
No, primetime for me is watching the Game Show Network and 25 words or less. That's it. That's what I get. And it's changing. People, you know, they stream today. And they do all that. But, you know, at least the good thing for the NHL is that the ratings were steady. Because you had those years in there, obviously, the COVID years, and everything just blew apart.
Yeah, 2020 and 2021 were just a disaster. And at that point, the fact that they even hosted some version of the playoffs was victory in and of itself. We should mention that for this past season, the NHL booked $5.2 billion in total revenue. So it's back to pre-pandemic levels, in large part because of TV deals like the one it struck with Disney and Turner.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving along to Brooks Koepka. He is shedding some light on his choice to abandon the
PGA Tour. You've been waiting for this.
Tour in favor of the LIV Golf Invitational.
You've been waiting for this, right?
He's saying he did not agree to join LIV until after playing in the Open. You remember that one, don't you? When he chewed out the media. It's like, you guys are downers.
What was that, Dark Cloud?
Yeah, we are Dark Cloud. We're like the Schlepp Rocks of the world. And then he spoke at a news conference. He had several things to say. Now, this part, I definitely understand. He's saying he wanted more time to physically recover by playing in fewer events.
What I've had to go through the last 2 years on my knees, the pain, the rehab, all this stuff, you realize, you know, I need a little bit more time off. I'll be the first one to say it. It's not been an easy last couple of years. And I think having a little more breaks, a little more time at home to make sure I'm 100% before I go play an event, I don't feel like I'm forced to play right away.
Now, I definitely understand that. I mean, listen, if you're an athlete, you've got to take care of yourself mm-hmm. and get it going. But the one I want to hear, so, hey, Brooksy, why'd you change your mind?
Just my opinion, man. My opinion changed. That was it. You guys will never believe me, but we didn't have the conversation until everything was done at the U.S. Open and figured it out and just said I was going to go one way or another. Here I am.
Yeah. And he also said that, you know what, I have heard nothing but great things about LIV.
That was a big thing for me in talking to guys. Everybody that came back that I spoke to, DJ, my brother, Phil, everybody was very... I had nothing but great things to say. So, you know, take it from their word and the schedule. And there's a lot of things that went into my decision.
Listen, injuries, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. Do what you need to do, my man, and take care of it.
Play less, get paid more?
Yeah.
I think, if you just said that, I could accept that. But, you know, my opinion changed kind of covers everything and nothing at the same time.
I got 100 million reasons why my opinion changed. I am more power to you if this is where you want to go, my man, and do your
thing. And you know what? The more players go over to LIV, the less they will get badgered on about reportedly helping the Saudis in sports washing human rights violations, right? Because the media is going to ask every single player about this. And then at some point, they're just going to answer, you know, I think everyone has their opinion, which is what they've all said. And, you know, we're just here to play golf. That's our only job.
If you were in the NBA and then all of a sudden the player said, I want to go play in the world NBA, mm-hmm. you know, and then you've got a basketball that's red, white, and blue, more power to you, man. Do what you want to do. You're not going to get the questions like, hey, are you changing? Yes, I'm playing for the Detroit Wheels now. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But it comes back to the human rights issues, and that's why a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, have you thought about it, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, Brooks Koepka said, people are allowed to have their opinions. You know, we've heard it. I think everybody has. It's been brought up. But look, like we said, our only job is to go and play golf, and that's what we're just trying to do.
I feel sorry, by the way, before we wrap it up. Serena Williams, one and done. And it's too bad. She came back. It has been a year mm-hmm. since she was out. She went to Wimbledon, and she lost in round one. Didn't take long. And it's too bad because... You know, she's
Serena the Great. She's transcended women's tennis long ago, right? She's possibly the greatest tennis player ever, definitely the greatest female athlete of any sport. And we know she's done a lot over the last couple of years. I just think of her involvement in King Richard, the movie that won Will Smith the Academy Award for Best Actor. Serena Ventures, her VC firm that invests in diverse founders. But it feels like on the court, maybe she's peaked.
She lost to 115th ranked Harmony Tan of France. And let's be honest, she's making a lot of money in endorsements. I can't think of a headache and not think of Serena Williams because mm-hmm. she's got a lot of endorsements going on out there.
Most highly paid female athlete.
Yeah. And God bless you. That's doing something. And, you know, I hate to, like you just said, you know, when it's time to maybe move on and go to the senior circuit or whatever, she's 40. And I know you're like, you know, people are like, they're 40. I ought to come over there and slap the living daylights out of your bar. But in any athletic sport at the top level, 40 is tough. And
40 is hard after injuries, after going through life changes, after taking time off. But she's still, again, transcended women's tennis long ago, the greatest tennis player ever, in my mind.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu. Catch us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And you can catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu, where you can congratulate me for winning last week's number of the week. I'm still living high off of that.
Since I forgot all about that, you're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
How can you forget?
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.